Certainly a schus to be able to be mishtatif in such a beautiful maimed. It's a tremendous kiddush Hashem when so many b'nei Torah come together to learn, to hear shiurim, to hear divrei chizuk, be mechazik each other. It's a chizuk for the talmidei ha-yeshiva, it's a chizuk for the rebbeim, a chizuk for everyone. It's a tremendous kvayt shamayim. It should be a schus for all of us as we are about to enter the Yontov of Shavuos. The Gemara in Yuma is discussing the halacha that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara wants to know, how do we know such a halacha is true, that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos? So the Gemara brings numerous makairis, but one of them is a response from Rabbi Yishmael. V'im b'machteres yimotzi haganef, u'mazeh shesofik al momen bo, al sofik al nefoshes bo, u'shvichas domi metame yisaharetz gairim l'shchina shetistalik mi Yisrael nitan l'tzilu b'nafshay, kal v'choym l'pikuach nefesh shedoiches ha-shabbos. So the way it's presented is, a bo b'machteres is a question whether or not it's going to end up being a matziv of whether the bo b'machteres will actually try to kill the balabayas. The balabayas is not going to stand by and let somebody take his money, so there may be a confrontation, and the Bava Machteris is a Sufik Reitzeach, Sufik Reitif. The Torah allows the Balabayas to kill him, so the Torah is allowing Shvichas Domim, which is a terrible chet, as the Gemara says, the Kal V'chaymer is, it's Metamei Sa'aretz Goyrim Shetistalik, L'shchina Shetistalik Mi Yisrael. And afopichin, the Torah is matter this. So if the Torah is being matir something as serious as shvichas damim, it certainly would be matir something like chilul Shabbos. That's the Kal V'chaymer. When the Gemara continues with the other makairis that are brought by Tanoim, the Gemara points out that it's not muchrach that in the case of Bob and Machteris, it's a suffik baal nefashos. The Gemara says perhaps the Torah's perspective is that it's a vadai, because we assume the balabayas will fight. We assume that's going to lead to a scuffle between the Bava Machteris and the balabayas. So it's considered a vadai pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara does not say there's anything wrong with this as the makar, that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. The Gemara's only question is, can you learn from here that suffik pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos? But vade pikuach nefesh, the Gemara seems to feel we could learn from here as Deicha Shabbos. The Gvura Sari is bothered with Akasha. The Gvura Sari asks that how could we learn the din of pikuach nefesh being Deicha Shabbos and Bava Machteris? It's clear that the halacha of Bava Machteris cannot be the din of pikuach nefesh that we know in Kol HaTorah Kula. Because in Kol HaTorah Kula, we know that pikuach nefesh is not daicha ritzicha. If a person would be given an ultimatum, kill Pliny or I'll kill you, the guy says, those are your two choices. So the Gemara says he's not allowed to kill someone to save his life. So if a person is not allowed to kill someone to save his life, so it's clear that there is no heter pikuach nefesh to be over on shvichas damim. So this can't be a din of pikuach nefesh being doicha shvichas damim, and from there we're going to learn to pikuach nefesh being doicha Shabbos, because it's not true. Pikuach nefesh is not doicha shvichas damim. This must be a separate halacha that the Gemara calls habo lahargecha hashkein bahargai. The Gemara says that if somebody is coming to kill someone, that the nirdaf is allowed to kill the raidif. Habo lahargecha hashkein bahargai. So the Gvura Sari is saying this is not a din that we call pikuach nefesh being doicha shvichas damim. It's a special halacha that if somebody is a raidif acher chaveroi lahargai, that the nirdaf is allowed to kill the raidif. There's a broader sugya which the Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about, that if somebody observes a raidif acher chaveroi lahargai, that he's also allowed to kill him. And the Rishonim explained the differences between the parsha Baba Machteres and regular Raidif. That Baba Machteres, the Gemara says, is really a Rishus, because in principle the Balabayas doesn't have to confront the one who's breaking into his house. In principle, the Balabayas could always let him take the money without a confrontation, so the Gemara calls it a Rishus. But the Gvuras Ari's point is that the halacha here that's being said in Baba Machteres is not what's typically called Pikuach Nefesh, but rather it's the sugya of Raidif and Nirdaf. So if a Nirdaf is allowed to kill the Raidif, that has nothing to do with the sugya of Pikuach Nefesh being Daicha Isurim. So how could this be the makar that Pikuach Nefesh is Daicha Shabbos? That's the kasha that bothers the Gvuras Ari. The Gvuras Ari writes that even though there's a machlekes in Sanhedrin on which averis do we say Yehorik Valyavar, even though it's a machlekes Tanoim, does it apply to the Gimel Chamurais, perhaps only for Hesia? But he says it's poshet. When it comes to Ritzicha, everybody is maskim. There's no heter to kill someone to save your life. So if that's a cloud in Pikuach Nefesh, that you can't kill to save your life, then it seems almost by definition, Baba Machteres cannot be the din of Pikuach Nefesh. That's the Gvuras Ari's kasha. Now, it seems to me that what the kasha of the Gvuras Ari is proving to us is that really, when we look at Baba Machteres, and for that matter, when we look at the din of Raidif, we are simultaneously looking at two separate sugyas that come together. When a person has a heter to kill a raidif, what is happening? If a guy says to Reuven, kill Shimon or I'll kill you. So the Gemara says it's a svara that Reuven is not allowed to kill Shimon to save his life, because my chazes de damach didach sumak tvei, how do you know that your life is more precious than his life? Maybe his life is more precious. Now that expression is essentially saying that as much as the Torah Aliba de Emes allows a person to do averis to save his life, when the question is between his life and somebody else's life, it's not simply a sugya of doing an avera to save one's life, but it's a question of choosing the chashivas of one life over the other. So what stops the din of Pikuach Nefesh from being applied in a case of Shvichas Damim is not because the Aveira per se is an Aveira Chamura that's more than others. What's stopping a person from killing somebody else to save his life is because the other person has a right to his life. His life is as Choshev as yours. You have no way of measuring one life being more Choshev than the other. So you have no right to take away somebody's life to protect yourself. That's what that sugya is saying. I think what the Gvuras Ari's question is proving to us, I think we see this from the sugya, is that there are two steps in this halacha of Raidif, that when you have a situation of a Raidif who's chasing someone, Reuven is chasing Shimon. So the first question is, does Reuven have a right to say to Shimon, you can't take my life to protect your life because my life is as choshev as yours? So the first chiddush in the parsha Baba Machteres and Raidif is that when someone is the cause of sakana for the other person, the Torah is saying he forfeits that schus of being able to say, my chazes, the domach didach sumak tfei. In a situation where Reuven the Raidif is the cause of the sakana for Shimon, when the Torah says that Shimon can kill Reuven, the Balabayas can kill the Baba Machteres, the Torah is saying as the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Ein Loi Damim, Damim Ein Loi. The Torah is saying you don't deal with him as a person who's a Bar Damim, who has a Schus to live. So that means in the situation where the conflict is between the Baba Machteres and the Balabayas, and the Baba Machteres is endangering the Balabayas by threatening to kill him, in this situation the Torah is saying that the dam of this Baba Machteres klape the Balabayas is ein loy damim. The Torah essentially took away this argument that typically a person cannot kill someone to save his life because that person has a right to live as much as the other person. The Reidif, in a sense, has forfeited his schus to live when it endangers the Nirdaf. If that's true, we now have another question. When the Nirdaf kills the Reidif, is there some other sugya that's also relevant? Or is it enough to simply say he has no damim? I think this is what we see from the sugya in Yuma. From the sugya in Yuma, we see that whenever you have a situation of a Reidif and a Nirdaf, there are two things that are happening. Number one, the Torah is telling us that the life, the chiyas of the Reidif, has no chashivis in comparison to the life of the Nirdaf. As a result of that, we can now discuss, does the Nirdaf have a right to do an Aveira called Leisirtzach? It's true, he doesn't have a right to say, my life is as choshev as yours, but there's Saif kol Saif, an Isser called Leisirtzach. What's the matir of the lav of Leisirtzach? That's where the Gemara in Yuma begins. The Gemara in Yuma is saying, of course, the Gevuras Ari is right, that in order to be able to even discuss, is there a heter on the lav of Leisirtzach, you have to remove the argument of my chazis, the damach didach sumak tvei. As long as there's an argument that the two lives are considered equal to each other, we can't even discuss, is there a heter on the iser of Leisirtzach? The same way, if a guy says to Reuven, kill Shimon or I'll kill you, the discussion there is not the lav of Leisirtzach by itself. The discussion really is, does Shimon's life have the chashivas of Reuven's life? And unless we can somehow make Reuven's life more choshev than Shimon's, taking away the Isser is not going to help us, because the Torah said he has a right to live. So step one in the sugya above a machteris is that the Torah said a person who's the Reidif loses his schus of life, at least where he's causing sakana to the Nirdaf. Comes the Gemara and Yuma says, that's true, but the fact of the matter is, when you kill the Nirdaf, you are doing what the Torah says, is a loisa say. And Shvichas Damim, as the Gemara says, is a terrible thing. So the Gemara is saying, if there wasn't a heter to be over a lav, you would still be blocked from being able to kill this Reidif because there's an Isser of Leisirtzach. You have Shvichas Damim, as the Gemara says, Metame Sa'aretz, Garim Leshchina Shetistalik. So that's an Aveira which you wouldn't be allowed to do. I see from the Torah, if you're allowed to kill the Reidif, that the Torah is suspending Lavim B'Mokka in Pikuach Nefesh. So it comes out in Cheshbon that in every case of a Bala Hargach HaHashkin B'Hargai, there are really two components. The Torah is taking away the Hashivis of the life of the Reidif, and the second chelik, which is what Rabbi Shmuel is learning from, is that the Torah is being mater aloysasei. So if it's being mater aloysasei of shvichas damim, kal v'chaymer, it'll be mater the aloysasei of Shabbos. That's what I think you see from the Gemara in Yuma. Now the emes is, just to show dugmois, I think conceptually we find that when the Torah has isurim, which are ben odom lechaveray, they're not only measured as loisasei, as many of them are, but the Torah looks at the schuyais of the person, both in his body and even his property. Lemoshel, the Gemara Baba Kama and Afsamach has a shaila, can you be matzel yourself b'momen chaveray? The Gemara asks a question, can you save your life by being mazik somebody else's momen? Taisvis there writes, the shaila is not whether you're allowed to. The shaila is, can you do it without paying? Can you be mazik him without having to pay to reimburse him? That's what Taisvis says is the shaila. My understanding of the shaila is that the Rosh writes in Sanhedrin that the Gemara says that if a nirdaf is running away from a reidif, and he breaks somebody's kalim in the process of running away, he has to pay for them. But if he breaks the kalim of the Raidif, he doesn't have to pay for them. The Gemara says, Kal v'chaymer, if the Torah was mafkir his life, it was certainly mafkir his mamayim. So when the Nirdaf destroys somebody else's kalim, he has to pay. When he destroys the Raidif's kalim, he doesn't have to pay. The Rosh in Sanhedrin writes an interesting thing. The Rosh says, we see from that halacha, the Torah gave every individual person a mitzvah of being matzil another yid. Did the Torah say that a person's property is also mechuyev in the Hatzalah? His property is also meshubit to the Hatzalah? Or it's only a mitzvah on the person to personally be matriach, but his property is not part of the mitzvah? The Rosh says, if the Torah would have made a person's property also meshubit to the mitzvah, the din would have been that if a nirdaf breaks a bystander's kalim in the process of trying to escape, there will be no din tashlumin. Because just like everybody's supposed to help the nirdaf, so if my property is also meshubit to the hatzalah of somebody else, then in essence, my property is there for the taking. There would be no halacha that I should get reimbursed because my property was destroyed in the process, because my property would be meshubit to his hatzalah. So, Dr. Rosh, you see from the fact that you have to reimburse a bystander whose kalim were genizik in the process of the nirdaf running away, that the mitzvah is only on the person, not on his property. So this concept, I think, is the idea of the Gemara in Bava Kamma. I want to save myself by destroying somebody's property. The Gemara brings from the Pasuk, the Pelishtim were hiding in the pile of wheat. So burning the pile of wheat was a way to be matzil themselves from the Pelishtim who were waiting for them. You're dealing with an Aveira called being mazik somebody. But that's not the issue. The issue over there is, there's the Isser of being mazik, and there's also a Chi of Tashlumin. So if the mamain of the person who owns the mamain is meshubit to the hatzola of the person in danger, then it's ki'ilu, he has no bailus anymore, it's hefker, he can take it. But if it's not meshubit to him, there's no aveira, but it doesn't make his mum and hefker. I think conceptually, it's very daimed to what we're discussing. When you have a roidif nirdif situation, there's the life of the roidif, and then there's the aveira that's involved. So the life of the roidif is really what would have stopped the nirdaf from killing the raidif to save himself. We would have said to him, just like you can't kill somebody else to save yourself, you can't kill the raidif to save yourself. So the Torah was mechadish that a raidif, his life becomes hefker, just like his property becomes hefker. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying there's two chalokim of the sugya. There's one chalok of the sugya, does he have any schuyas to his life? And then there's another chelik of the sugya, which is the aveira of leisirtzach, a seif kol seif alav, and that lav needs a heter. Now, I think in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, we see that there's really a third aspect in this shaila. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says on Ayin Beis Amid Aleph, Habo b'machteres nidan oshem seifei, the Mishnah says, if it's a situation where the Balabayas is allowed to kill him, then if he is mazik in the process of being Bobe Machteres, he's not mechuyev to pay for the nezik because of the klal of Kim Le Bidarab Mine. Now, this Kim Le Bidarab Mine klal is something which the Gemara learns from a pasuk. It's typically applied to a person who does an aveira that's chayiv misa. A person does an aveira that's chayiv misa, so we apply the klal of kim le b'derab minei, that if in the process of doing the aveira that's mechayiv misa, he does something which is mechayiv mamayin, he doesn't have to pay. Now this Bobe Machteris, if I were to ask you, is he chayiv misa? I would have said he's not chayiv misa. The Balabayas is allowed to kill him. In certain circumstance, an onlooker might be mechuyev to kill him. The Balabayas, the Gemara says, is a rishus. But I wouldn't have used the terminology that he's chayev misa. There's a din misa. There's a halacha that says you're allowed to kill him. Now, this halacha that you're allowed to kill him, this is an expression of what? This is an expression of Misas Bezdin. So I would have started by saying, this is Pikuach Nefesh. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, I wouldn't say he's Chay of Misa because the Balabais is allowed to kill him to save his life. I would have said that the Balabais is being Isaac in saving his life. In the process of saving his life, he has a right to kill the Bava Machteris. But I would have said, what does it have to do with the din of Kimle Bitterabmine? Kimle Bitterabmine is where you do an Aveira that carries with it a Chi of Misa. So that's a Chiddush that you see in this Mishnah, that the dinim of Kimle Bitterabmine are applicable to Bava Machteris, which means that Bava Machteris is not simply a halacha of Hatzalah. The Bava Machteris is a din that says that this person at this point has the same status as someone who Bezdin should kill, and therefore Kimle Bitterabmine is applicable. The Chiddush in Mishnah is that you see from the Gemara in Ayin Beis Amid Beis how seriously the Gemara takes this. Because the Gemara brings a brice on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan, that you're allowed to kill Domim loy bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, ein loy domim bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. That domim ein loy is whether it's the weekday or Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush that you can kill him on Shabbos? It's the rech. So kadaita chamina, mida dehavi haruge bezdin, de b'shabbos loy katlina. The Gemara darshan's a pasuk. We learn from the pasuk of Loisavaru Eish Bechol Moshvei Seichem that Bezdin does not carry out Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, I would have a Havamina without a Drosha, that a Bava Machteris, you're not allowed to kill on Shabbos. That's the Havamina. Now clearly, in order to appreciate this Havamina, we have to mention the fact, as the Gemara says, that Bava Machteris is a situation where, to some degree, the Balabais is in control. The Rishonim have a discussion here, it's a Machlekes, the Ran and the Rama, exactly how to be Masber this, but to break it down in the most simple fashion, the Baba Machteris is breaking into the house. In his mind, he has one purpose. He's looking to take the person's money. That's his purpose. What's he willing to do? So the way the Gemara is Masber, it's the nature of a person not to stand idle and let his money be taken. So the Balabais, whether it is rational or isn't rational, the Balabais will stand up to the Baba Machteris and not let him take it so easily. So there's going to be a fight between them. So exactly how to be Masber is a Machlekes Rishonim. But what the Torah basically said is that if you have a situation between these two people, that the Bava Machteris is going to end up willing to kill the Balabais because the Balabais either won't let go of the money or won't let go of the Bava Machteris, we hold the Bava Machteris responsible for this whole situation. So he's the one who created the Sakana, and therefore he gets the status of Reidif, even though theoretically the Balabais, if he would pull back, then everybody could just walk away with or without the money, but there wouldn't be any sakana. So that's why it's dealt with as rishus. But the Gemara says, I have a havamina, that if it's Shabbos, the Balabais is not allowed to kill this Baba Machteris. Why should you not kill him on Shabbos? Because you can't carry out Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. That's the havamina. Now the Kamashmalon is, we darshan a pasuk, that you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara answers. B'Shabbos, I would have a havamina, you don't kill him, kamashmalon that you do. Rashi here writes, I would think it's like Haruge Bezdin, like the Gemara darshins, loisavarish b'chol meshveseichon, kamashmalon dekatlinon mishum pikuach nefesh deheich. The kamashmalon is that even though Bezdin doesn't carry out Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, but this person can, because there's a pikuach nefesh, that means the din is looking at it, that the Balabais is in danger. So even though typically you wouldn't carry out Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, this is a pikuach nefesh situation. So here also we have a very interesting, to me it seems, combination of parshiyos. A bov b'machteres, the balabayas has a right to kill the bov b'machteres. What's the din that's being matir the balabayas to kill the bov b'machteres? So the exact sequence, I don't know exactly which way we should present it, but let's see how we should go through the steps from the Torah's perspective. Step number one is that the Torah is saying the balabayas has a right to kill him. The Torah is saying, as much as this person has not committed a crime that's chayiv misa, and there's no din that should say that he's chayiv misa, the Torah says the balabayas has a right to kill him. Why does he have a right to kill him? He has a right to kill him to save his life. So the Torah said, the damim, that's what the pasuk says, the damim of the bov b'machteres is kamanda lesa. That the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara understands in Sanhedrin, now takes on the nature of Harigas Bezdin. It has the Gedorim of Bezdin carrying out a din misa. It would have been governed by that to the point that on Shabbos you cannot carry it out. At this point, where I have a din that you're not supposed to carry out Hariga of Bezdin on Shabbos, we have on the other side the Pikuach Nefesh of the Balabayas. So it did not begin with the Pikuach Nefesh of the Balabayas. It was from the Sugya in Yuma, and from the Sugya that the Gvuras Ari brought for us, we realized that you can't start by talking about Pikuach Nefesh. You first have to begin by saying Domim Ein Loi, he has no Domim. Then he could be subject to the Din Misas Bezdin, we'll call it, that the Torah empowered the Balabayas to carry out the Misas Bezdin of this person. Now when it comes to Shabbos, we ask ourselves, is this halacha put on hold because it's Shabbos? But the Torah recognizes that there's a Pikuach Nefesh of the Balabayas. If there hadn't been this heter of Domim Ein Lai, the Pikuach Nefesh would not have been a matir to kill the Raidif. Once you have the Domim Ein Lai, and now it enters the Tzura of Misas Bezdin, were it not for the Pikuach Nefesh aspect, the Torah would have said, you can't kill him today. The Pikuach Nefesh aspect now says that even though there's another Isser besides Shvichas Domim, there's an Isser of carrying out Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, the Pikuach Nefesh is the matter. That's what we're learning, the Drasha of the Braisa. The Mishlo Melech has a suffix. Mishlo Melech in Perek Chav Dalet of Hilchah Shabbos asks a Shaila. The Rambam says, HaRoidev HaChavera Nitan Latzila Ben Afshay, and there's a Darshan from a Pasik, and the same thing applies to a roidif acher arayas, except roidif acher behema. So the din of roidif is not only where somebody is threatening to kill someone, the din of roidif is also if somebody is being roidif after one of the arayas to be ma'anis. So what happens if that happens on Shabbos? Mishlo Melech says, Im hoya ze b'Shabbos, mahu, she nechal Shabbos v'sho hatzolosa min ha'veira. His question is, if it happens on Shabbos, can you kill the Raidif? So he breaks it down. Beraidif achachaver lahoragai, if you have a Raidif trying to kill somebody, pshitali de mechal in Shabbos kedei lahatzilai, because that's pikuach nefesh. Vidomai shal Raidif kfar hiti rosai taira, ubishvil shuhu Shabbos, pshita shaloi nanichenu lahoragai, which really is The Gemara really is by Bob Machteris. He's speaking about a case of a regular roidif that could be as poshet that the bystander would kill him. But the Mishnah Melech says, damai of the roidif, the Torah was matir, so his dam doesn't stop it. The only issue here is Shabbos, so it's pikuach nefesh. So what's my shaila, zok the Mishnah Melech? Ach may de mesapka li hu beroidif achar achas mikol ha'arayas. What about a case where he's not chasing someone to kill, but to be over arayas, where there's also a din of roidif? The afshat Torah hitiras damai efshe shle nechal Shabbos. Maybe you can't kill him on Shabbos. Zokta Mishlo Melech, why do I have a question? V'yesh dug mulazeh. Shrei afshu mitzasei laharig mechuyovim misas bezdin. Mikomok mahargoy shaloi lanosh b'shabis. Who's harnish lahag b'shabis. V'im kem kivah chanem b'reidiv ha'erev ha'shanid m'shus lahargoy. Who echad midinei ha'einshem. V'efshe shlo lachal shabis b'shulzeh. So the Mishlo Melech Shaila really, I think, as he doesn't mention it, is reflective of this Gemara, this Braisa in Sanhedrin. You have a person who's Roidef Achar and Erva to be Oiver Gili Arayas. The Torah said, by a Roidef, it's Nitin Latzila Benafshay. The Sugya in Sanhedrin deals with that as the same as Bezdin killing. Because the Sugya in Sanhedrin said that we need a Pasuk to tell us that by Bobe Machteres, it could be carried out on Shabbos. The Havamina would have been, Bezdin doesn't kill on Shabbos, so this can also not be done on Shabbos. Zok the Mishlo Melech, in the case of a Roidef Acher Chaverei, or Acher Echamin Harayas, to be over Gili Harayas, over there, Zok the Mishlo Melech, perhaps you have no right to do it on Shabbos, because in effect, what you're doing is carrying out a Din Mis on Shabbos, and the Torah essentially suspended all Dinei Einshim on Shabbos. So this is like an Einish, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He doesn't bring it, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to be validating this Havamina, that you shouldn't be able to carry it out on Shabbos. Then the Mishlo Melech continues with some Cheshbainis. And then he writes, Shuv Re'isi Laharif, he found a Rif, B'Sai Perke Lo Ivrim, that learns that when the Gemara says, Mutter l'neichre b'yom kippur, you're allowed to kill an Am Ha'aretz on Yom Kippur, Am Ha'aretz mutter l'neichre b'yom kippur, you could literally kill him. Zok de Rif, what are we speaking about that we're being matter killing a person on Yom Kippur? Zok de Rif, it's Yom Kippur and Shechalias b'Shabbos, the Mayri kigoin sheyarotz acher hazochor, oyacher nairu murasa b'yom kippurim. Like it says in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. So he brings from the Rif, that the Rif says, the Gemara that says you're allowed to kill this Am Ha'aretz, this person who in Chazal's time was labeled an Am Ha'aretz, a person who is really not an Erlecha person, he's a Roidef Acher Naira Murasa, Zok the Rif, you're allowed to kill him on Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah Lamelech, you see the fact that despite the fact that it's Shabbos, and on Shabbos we don't carry out Ein Shei Misa, the din of Roidef Acher Arayas is applicable even on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Melech writes. Now, the Mishnah Melech's Shakla Vitarya is really very daima to what we've been discussing. Mishnah Melech is saying that in the Sugya of Roidef, there's an element of Nita Latzila Ben Nafshe, the Torah says, Ein Loi Damim. There's another component, which is called Misas Bezdin, that could run into problems on Shabbos. The Mishnah Melech Shaila is whether Bechi HaGavna, the Torah said, don't carry it out on Shabbos because there's no Pikuach Nefesh. And he's bringing a Raya, whatever the Makar would be of this Rif, that the Halacha of Shabbos doesn't apply to the Din of Raidif. You know, whether or not it's because the very fact that the Torah is matir killing a Roidef Acher Arayas means that the Torah is being machshiv, the pegam, in that instance as a justification to carry it out even on Shabbos. But al kaponim, in the sequence of the cheshbin, we first have to dan yesh ledomim, ein ledomim. The second step is there any limitation of doing it on Shabbos because you can't carry out Mrs. Bezdin on Shabbos? And then the pikuach nefesh, as the way Rashi puts it, that was the machriya by Roidef Acher Chaver Lahargai, and Arayas remained the shaila. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a shaila whether or not a ben noyach is mitzuve on Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara shaila at the end of Ben Sayra Meira is whether or not a goy has the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That means if a goy is being ma'anis a goy to do one of the Zion mitzvahs, does he have to be meiser nefesh if it's b'farhesya, yehorig v'yavar, or not? That's the Gemara shaila. And the Gemara really doesn't answer the Shailas of Machlekes Rishayim if it remains in Iboid Le'ifshita. Tosfos in Sanhedrin has a kasha that he doesn't understand the Shaila. What's the Gemara Suffolk if Ben Noach is Mitzuv on Kiddush Hashem? Tosfos writes, and I endowed him a base, Vim Timer of Havachai Behem Yisrael Ksiv. Fafilo Yisrael, Hoy Machuyev, Lim Sar Atzma Yafilo Bitsinu, Lloyd Yisiv Vachai Behem. So Tosfos, I don't understand the question. Let's not label this Kiddush Hashem. It's a simple question that we should answer. The Torah says you're not allowed to do certain things, certain averis. If the Torah had not written Vachai Behem, and the person was in a matziv of somebody being ma'anisim to do something that's wrong, mehechatesi, he's allowed to be over the avera to save his life. We know from Vachai Behem that you're allowed to. A guy doesn't have Vachai Behem, so the starting point should not be as a guy mechuyev in Kiddush Hashem. The starting point is mehechatesi for a guy, a heter, to be over an iser, even b'makim, that he's being threatened by someone with his life. And for Tosfos, v'yesh leimar, d'dilma lo yitzrich v'chai behem, elo ki heichi d'lei nelef shar mitzvahs meritzeich v'nair murasa, d'afilo b'tzina yaharik v'al yavar. So Tosfos answers that the Gemara understands that the din that you don't have to give up your life, where it's a choice of your life and an avera, that's a svara. That doesn't require a pasuk. Why do we have a pasuk of v'chai behem? Because the Torah taught us that by the Gilmul Chamurais of Edizara Gili Arayis and Shvichas Damim, one has to give up his life. So I would have said that those three are not exceptions to the rule, but they are the rule. And I would say by all Averis, a Yid is Mechuy to give up his life. So V'chai Behem is teaching us for Yidden that even though we have these three, by the rest, the Svara remains that you don't have to give up your life. But when it comes to a guy, Zok Tosfos, it doesn't need a pasuk. That's what Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin. Now the Minchas Chinuch has a shaila. Minchas Chinuch wonders, the Gemara is mesupik, if a guy is chayiv in Kiddush Hashem, Tosfos says there's no pasuk. It's a svara that unless we would have a source that a guy is mitzuv in Kiddush Hashem, he doesn't have to give up his life if somebody is being ma'anisim to be over one of Zion mitzvahs. Zokta Minchas Chinuch. What happens if a guy is in a situation where his life is in danger, nobody is being ma'anis him, but in order to save himself, he would have to do an aveira. Because there are two halachas that we have where we speak about yahari va'al yavar, yavar va'al yahari. One is where somebody is being ma'anis, a guy says, do the aveira or I'll kill you. And then you have what the Gemara calls misrapin. A person is a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. In order to save himself, he has to do an aveira. So besides gimel chamurais, you're allowed to be over any aveira to be matzo yourself. That's not where you're an einis directly on the aveira, but the aveira is the hatzala from sakana. Zokta Minchas Chinuch. The din that the Gemara is saying in Sanhedrin that Tosfos says does not need a pasuk is where a guy is being ma'anis another guy to do an aveira. So there he does not have to give up his life. He's allowed to do the aveira ba'anis. But if he's in a situation where he's besakana, and the only way to save himself is by doing an aveira, where does that come from? We have a pasuk of v'chai behem. We have a source that a person can do an aveira to save his life. But what's the source that a guy would have a heter to be over an aveira to save himself? That's what the Minchas Chinuch asks as a shaila. The Minchas Chinuch writes that he is noted to say that a guy does not have a heter, but he says that the Mishnah Lamelech in the Sefer Prashas Drachim writes as a Dover Poshet that a guy is allowed to be over an aveira to save his life. The Prima Godim writes it as a Dover Poshet that he's allowed to do an aveira to save his life, but the Minchas Chinuch says that as far as he sees, he doesn't see any makar for this. The Gemara, the Tosfos, is speaking about where you're an einus. But if you're not being forced to do it, and you choose to do it to save yourself, that l'chayra, zok the Minchas Chinuch, needs a pasuk. That's what the Minchas Chinuch writes. Let's go back to the halacha of The way we're explaining with the Gvuras Haris Kasha in the Gemara in Yuma, Haba Lahargacha Hashkin Bahargai really contains within it two halachas. Haba Lahargacha Hashkin Bahargai says that number one, the person who's the aggressor, the raidif, lost his damim, and therefore there's no chashivas in his life, klape the nirdaf. And the Gemara in Yuma is telling us, we also learn from this pasuk that you're allowed to do an aveira to save yourself when you're besakana. So the Gemara sees in Haba Lahargacha Hashkin Bahargai two aspects. Number one, I don't have to worry about his damim. There's no maichazis. And number two, I don't have to worry about the aveira of shvichas damim. Does the din of Haba Lahargacha Hashkin Bahargai apply to a guy? So Rashi in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara is discussing on Zion the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, so there the Gemara is speaking about, do you have times when Zion mitzvahs are mutter, times when they're usser? So the Gemara goes through the Zion mitzvahs to show that sometimes things which are typically usser, you'll have a heter for. So Rashi writes that within Ritzicha, you will also find it, the bottom of Zion Amid Aleph, Rashi says, the Ein Shvichas Damish in a Chayiv Gomer Oy Mutter Lagamri. You can either have by Shvichas Damim that it's absolutely Osir and he's Chayiv, or you can have Shvichas Damim that's actually Mutter. Kigoy Nirdav Shenita Latziloi Atzmi Benafsha Shoritzeach. A Nirdav is allowed to save himself by killing the Ritzeach. There's no in between. That's what the Gemara is trying to bring out. But Rashi says that by a guy he has a right to kill the person who's going after him. Taisvis in Avodah Zarah on Yud Amud Beis says the same thing. The Gemara here discusses that Antoninus used to come to learn with Rebbe. He used to come secretly to learn with Rebbe before Antoninus was Megayer. So he was still high in the Roman palace, but he was one of the Chashuvim, but he was a guy. And he would come to learn with Rebbe. So the Gemara describes how he managed to come with the escort and not risk being found. So the Gemara says he would come with an escort, and the escort would wait. He would tell the escort where to wait by the door. He would promptly kill him, because that way he won't go back and tell anybody what he saw. And that's the way he was able to go back and forth without anybody knowing about it. So Taisvis asks a kasha, v'im taimar lo shvichas damim hu meshev mitzvis. How's he allowed to kill the escort? He brought along one of the goyish guards, and he killed him. The Gemara brings a maisa here that an amayra was mechayim mesim. So Taisvis at shvichas damim, fafilu the Yisrael aser, even for a yid to kill a guy, it's loymalin v'loymeridin, but to kill him biyadayim. So Taisva says, "Hayyare pen yodiu adover lasorim." He was afraid that this would be reported back to the other officers. "Vahayagarmim lahargai, the amrinan imba lahargecha hashkem lahargai." Taisva says here in Daf Yud that he felt that his life was in danger, because if this guard who accompanied him would report back where they had gone, it might be Geirim Antoninus' death. So this is already a Bechina of Haba Lahargacha Hashkin Bahargai. Therefore, he was allowed to kill him. So Taisus is also Mefurish that even by a guy, you have Haba Lahargacha Hashkin Bahargai. So now my Shaila is whether this is Negea the Minchas Chinuch's question. The Minchas Chinuch is asking the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says a guy is not mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, which Taisvis says is a svara, that if somebody's being ma'anis, a guy, that he's not mechuyev to be meis nefesh. Aber zok de minchas chinuch, mehechatesi, you could be over a lav for pikuach nefesh. Maybe if a guy is in sakana, if he's a chayla, he's not allowed to. That's the minchas chinuch's argument. Now, if we're understanding correctly, which is based on the Gemara Newman Pehe, that in every haba lahargacha hashkein bahargai, there are two things being said. There's number one, a heter on damai. The person lost his schus to live. But there's another piece that the Gemara says on Pehei. The Torah is being megala to us that you're allowed to be over alav for pikuach nefesh. Because Rabbi Yishmael said, this is a dogma of a person being over the lav of leisirtzach to save his life. That means the fact that it's damim ein lai doesn't automatically take away the lai saseh. You need what the Gemara calls pikuach nefesh, being matir, to take away the lai saseh. That means built into habala hargach hashkim b'hargai is not only that you don't have a sugya of maichazis, but it's saying clearly there's a din of pikuach nefesh. So if a guy has a din of habala hargach hashkim b'hargai, then it would seem mafurish that there's a din of pikuach nefesh that applies also to a guy. Because every time that a guy who's a nirdaf kills a raidif, there are two things, there are two sugyas that you have to bring into play. Number one, you have to take away the schus of the raidif to live, that's the damim ein lai, and you have to take away the aveira of shvichas damim. So if you have a right to take away the aveira of shvichas damim, what's the matir? The matter must be the pikuach nefesh. If that's the case, it should be clear from the din of haba laharga chahashkin vahargai being applied to a guy that the din of pikuach nefesh not only applies where a guy is an einus like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but even where it's a question of hatzolas atzmai, he's allowed to be over an iser. There's a Taisvis in Sanhedrin on Nuntesom et Aleph where Taisvis has a shaila. Taisvis asks that the mission is a mission in Alois that says that if a woman is in labor and her life is v'sakana, so the Mishnah says you're allowed to kill the uber to save the mother, but if it's haitzi reishai, then you're not allowed to, because ein daicha nefesh mipnei nefesh. Now the sugi in Sanhedrin at one point thought that that's a case of raidif, that we treat the uber as a raidif because he's the siba of the sakana. It's a question what the maskan of the Gemara is. The Gemara in the Bavli says mishamaya karatfilei. The Yerushalmi says we don't know which one is the raidif of which. So that's a question of what's the yishuv of that din. Taisus and Sanhedrin on Nuntes has a shaila. The Gemara in Chulin has a klal that there. It's a machlekes really, but the Gemara has a klal. Is there something that's going to be mutter for a yid and usser for a guy? Mika midi that for a guy it's going to be usser and for a yid it's mutter. And the Gemara uses that klal in particular in the Gemara in Chulin, Lagabi 1, the Halacha de Lagabi Shchita. But Taisvis in many places has a list of questions where on the surface it seems to be Kenega the klal. So Taisvis in Sanhedrin asks a shaila. If you have a situation where a muberes is v'sakana, so you're going to be matir the doctor to perform an abortion, to be mat to kill the vlad that wasn't haitzi reishai to save the mother. Zok Taisvis, would a guy have that heter? Does a guy have a right to do that? Why is there a shaila? Because the Gemara says that a yid who kills an uber is not chayiv misa. It's a question in Rishonim, what's the iser, but there's a miut that he doesn't have a din of a nefesh gomer because he wasn't born yet. But akum is huzuru al ha'ubrim. A guy who kills an uber is chayiv misa. By goyim, killing an uber has the same dinim as ritzicha of a person that was born. So Taisvis asks a shaila, would a guy be allowed to kill an uber to save the mother? Because since they're muzur al ha'ubrim, so perhaps we deal with the uber, legabi a guy, as the equivalent of a born child, because legabi a guy, he has the status of a nefesh, because you're chayiv misa, so would there be a heter? So that leads into Taisa's discussion of can you have something that's mutter for a yid and usser for a guy? At the end, Taisvis writes that perhaps even a guy has a heter to kill the uber, and then he ends with a tzarechim. Now, the dion in Taisvis there is, do we look at the uber legabi a guy as much as a guy is chayiv misa for killing an uber, but saif kol saif, he wasn't born yet. So will we say even by goyim, an uber is not shavet to a born person? But there we have again the same discussion, which is only between the lines in Tosfos. Tosfos is discussing the heter of killing one to save the other, the mother versus the uber. That's the discussion in Tosfos. But there's another piece which is not really in the sugya, but is between the lines, that seif kol seif you're being matir the lav of leisirtzach. Because for a guy, there's a lav of leisirtzach to kill even an uber. So to me it just seems clear that as much as the sugya is not dealing with the what we'll call the pikuach nefesh piece, we're dealing more mitzad the dinim of perhaps roidif and nirdaf to allow killing one to save the other. But I think included in that sugya is also a heter of pikuach nefesh to be over an iser. And there you see from Tosfos, not only the nirdaf is allowed to be over the iser, but even a bystander is allowed to be over an iser of ritzicha to save one life for the other. So over there you also see that there's a heter to kill the uber. Now just agav, there are achrayim who want to say that that Tosfos is speaking about trying to be matzil, that the uber is a yiddish uber, that the mother and child are yidden and the doctor is a guy. So over there it's the pikuach nefesh of yidden. So maybe the two sugyas are a little bit crossing lines. It's not simply the sugya of the pikuach nefesh of a guy. So it's not 100% of a right. Tosfos doesn't say anything. He just says it's a case of a guy killing an uber. But there are achrayim who say that maybe it's speaking about a yiddish uber. Okay, so have a wonderful Yom Tov.